Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, I'm just calling to apply for some working capital.
Okay. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code there?
Yeah, I do. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
2311.
Okay.
0401. 0019. 7686.
7686. Alrighty. Is this Kinetic Fitness?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a moment here while I bring this up. Well, I don't have a contact name down there. What's your name?
Chad.
Okay.
Okay, so if you chose
last name Burleson. B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N.
All right, and is this the best number to reach you on if we get disconnected here? The 714-439-3174? Great. Is this your cell phone, or is this work phone? Cell phone. Okay, cool. All right, Chad. Let me just verify some information we have on file real quick, and then we'll go ahead and explain to you the application process here. I have billing address down as 29885 2nd Street, Suite P, Lake Elsinore, California, 92532.
Yeah, that's the business address.
Okay. And are you guys incorporated, an LLC, a sole prop, as far as the business structure?
Corporation.
Okay, S-Corp or C-Corp? S-Corp, okay. And how long have you been in business?
Since January.
Okay, so just
incorporated in October, but opened the doors in January.
Okay, so January. So all right. Okay, incorporated October. Sorry, just give me a moment. And all right, so it sounds like you're looking for some capital there for the business?
Yeah, equipment financing and capital, possible.
Okay. All right. What kind of equipment were you looking to bring on there?
We're a fitness facility, but fitness equipment, and then some retail displays, merchandisers, that type of thing.
Okay, and how much worth of equipment are you looking to finance there? What's the price tag going to cost you on that equipment?
On the equipment, probably about
$15,000. Okay. And how much were you looking for in working capital there, and like some cash flow?
Probably 30 to 40.
Okay, and what are your sales looking like this far? Like, I know you guys are just getting things going there.
We're probably pulling about $30,000 a month in revenue.
Okay. About $30,000 a month. All right. Okay. And are you 100% owner there, Chad, or do you have a partner there?
No, just my wife and I.
Okay. Do you guys specialize in a specific type of equipment there, or like exercise program, or is it just kind of like your traditional gym?
I guess you'd call it a traditional gym.
Okay.
In terms of the equipment, it's all nothing special.
Okay. Right, and how soon are you looking to bring on the equipment and capital there?
As soon as possible, within the next, three weeks.
Okay. You definitely set you up with And do you have any current loans with the business right now?
We do have equipment financing. What we're doing is opening up a second location.
Okay.
Equipment financing on our first location right now. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are opening up another location there?
Yeah.
And that's what the capital would be used for?
Correct.
Okay. And how is how's the personal credit there on your side?
Well, in terms of paying on time, is really good for both my wife and I. Obviously, I inherited some debts to start the first location.
Right.
So my credit score is probably low. Hers is probably fine, but I don't know, nothing ecstatic, you know. Probably 690, 680.
Okay, 680.
Mine's probably 620 or something, just because of the...
620?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, we have two programs here. So, we have our equipment finance program. It's like a 2 to 5 year traditional loan, monthly payments. And then we have our working capital program, in which we typically free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So, if you guys are doing 30 a month, we'll say you're on track for about $360,000. You know, we might be able to get you the 30 to 40 in addition to the equipment financing there. Do you have a vendor picked out for this equipment? Do you know where you're getting it from already?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, vendors picked it. Okay, cool, perfect. Yeah, so what I like to do for your file, I think we should start with the equipment and then see what kind of capital we can do afterwards. That's kind of typically how we do things here. Basically what I'll do here is, what's a good email address for you there, Chad? I can shoot you off a...
You can send directly to my personal. It's Chad Burleson, C-H-A-D. Burleson, the number 31 at Gmail.
At Gmail. All right, so it's just chadburleson31@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll get you sent off. What we're going to do is we'll look at your bank statements from the inception there, since January, since you guys started up. And then I'll send off that application to you. You obviously don't have any tax returns because you guys are just getting things going. So it's pretty simple. If you do have quotes for the equipment, that would help too. Otherwise, we can just quote you at like trying to get you financed for right around $15,000 there. I'll get that application sent off to you. I might send off two applications for you, just so we have one for the equipment and one for the working capital. Does that make sense? Okay, and then we can have the one where I'll specify which one is which, and that way on the equipment financing we can have your wife sign that one as well. You know, if she has better credit, it might help get you guys a better better approval there. So, yeah, Chad, it was nice speaking with you. I'm going to get that application sent out.
Just strictly the business, or because we both have, you know, other, you know, jobs as well that we pull in pretty good income. If that makes a difference for you, or are you strictly going off the business?
Yeah, we're just going off the business. But as far as the equipment financing, it's more driven on your guys' like personal credit. Like if you guys are in the 600s, I think you should be all right, unless there's like some crazy amount of tax liens or judgments or anything like that. But I'm just gonna request the business bank statements for you there, and that's what we're gonna take a look at. But let me get that sent off to you here, and then, as soon as you get it back into me, I'll go to work on it immediately. We usually get you an answer in about 1 to 2 business days, so, definitely think we can fit you into a program here and work up a proposal for you there. All right, Chad?
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. I'll get that. Expect that email to come through there in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. Take care. We'll talk soon, bud. Bye.